This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that double standards on terrorism are unacceptable. Delivering his statement at the SCO summit in Tianjin, Mr. Modi termed terrorism as a huge challenge for humanity, saying terrorism in all its forms should be condemned. Mr. Modi said India has been dealing with terrorism for the last four decades. He expressed gratitude to the countries that showed solidarity with India after the Pahalgam terror attack.
जो मित्र देश हमारे साथ खड़े रहे मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ.
The Prime Minister highlighted that India has played a very positive role as a member of the SCO. He added that India's vision and policy for the SCO is based on three important pillars: security, connectivity, and opportunity. Prime Minister Modi also exchanged perspectives with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping during the SCO summit. The Tianjin Declaration, released today after the Heads of States Council Summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, sent a clear and unified message against terrorism while also recognizing India's growing contributions to regional cooperation and innovation. The Tianjin Declaration marks a significant step in reinforcing collective efforts against terrorism and reflects the growing importance of India's role in shaping regional cooperation under the SCO umbrella. Reaffirming their unwavering commitment to combating terrorism, separatism and extremism, the SCO nations rejected the use of such groups for mercenary purposes and highlighted the sovereign right and responsibility of states to counter extremist threats. Bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin took place in China's Tianjin on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit. In his opening remarks, Mr. Modi said, "India and Russia have always stood shoulder to shoulder, even during the toughest of times."
यूक्रेन में चल रहे संघर्ष के विषय में हम लगातार चर्चा करते रहे हैं. हाल में किए गए शांति के सभी प्रयासों का हम स्वागत करते हैं. हम आशा करते हैं कि सभी पक्ष कंस्ट्रक्टिवली आगे बढ़ेंगे, संघर्ष को जल्द से जल्द खत्म करने और स्थायी शांति स्थापित करने का रास्ता खोजना होगा. ये पूरी मानवता की पुकार है.
Saying that New Delhi and Moscow have been continuously discussing the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, the Prime Minister welcomed all the recent efforts for peace. He exuded hope that all parties will move forward constructively. After the proceedings at the SCO summit venue, Prime Minister Modi and President Putin travelled together to the venue of their bilateral meeting. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said conversations with President Putin are always insightful. The woes of flood-affected Punjab do not seem to be ending soon, as continuous rain in Himachal Pradesh and many parts of Punjab, as well as pushing Ravi, Bias and Satluj to spill out. Controlled release of water from Bhakra, Pong and other dams is further adding to the problem. All colleges, universities and polytechnics have also been closed till Wednesday, as was done with schools earlier. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Chief Minister and Governor of Punjab and reviewed the flood situation. He assured all possible assistance to the state. Punjab is battling with floods in most parts of the state, especially border districts of Gurdaspur, Amritsar, Fazilka, Firozpur and other districts. During his visit to Jammu, Union Home Minister Amit Shah inspected flood-affected areas at Vikram Chowk and Tavi Bridge today. He will also conduct an aerial survey of the flash flood-affected areas. The Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Yatra continues to remain suspended for the seventh consecutive day today as a precautionary measure in view of the inclement weather conditions prevailing in the Trikuta Hills. More than 600 people were killed and 1,500 others injured in an earthquake of 6 magnitude that struck Afghanistan's Kunar province near the city of Jalalabad yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.